Before we go any further, let's quickly go over the basic anatomy of the Mark III, just to get some names and terms out of the way. Don't worry about memorizing all of these things right now. We're going to be coming back to each of these controls in detail throughout the rest of this course. So, taking it from the top, here is the top of the camera. You should be pretty familiar with the shutter button. It's just like what you'd find on any typical camera. I've got a customizable button right behind it, and then my main dial right here, which I'm going to use for changing lots of different parameters on the camera, as well as menu navigation. There's a button right here that lights up this thing if I'm in the dark, which is the status display, which gives me a lot of critical information while I'm shooting. These three buttons right here we're going to be using a lot. They're how you change any number of very critical exposure parameters while you're working. Over here I have the mode dial for changing the shooting mode that I'm in. My power switch is right here. The hot shoe for an external flash is located on top of the camera. I have a diopter control right here above the viewfinder that allows me to adjust the focus of the viewfinder in case I need glasses and want to try shooting without them. On the ends of the camera, I have mounts for a strap. Your camera should have shipped with a Canon strap. It's a perfectly good strap. There are other strap options that you might want to look into. Moving around to the back of the camera, over here on the left, we've got these five buttons. Notice that some of them are labeled in blue, and this last one is white. All of the blue things are playback related. They are things that you will do when you're reviewing your images. This last one has to do with processing your images with certain kind of canned effects, just like you might do in your computer later. I've got some controls here for getting into the menu system. Those are related directly to most of the controls over here, which all have to do with navigating menus and making selections and generally driving both playback and shooting functions on the camera. This little switch button combination thing here has to do with shooting in live view and shooting video. I have a lock button down here which locks up a lot of these controls so that I cannot accidentally press them. There are some more kind of critical shooting controls right here that you'll use when you're actually taking pictures. Over here on the right, I have a door that pops open to reveal the media slots inside the camera. You may have noticed that when I opened that door, this little light here flashed. This is the activity indicator that shows when the camera is reading or writing data from the card. You'll want to keep an eye on that anytime you take a card out of the camera. You want to make sure the data is not being read or written from the card when you're removing a card. Down at the bottom right here, it's a little difficult to see right now, you'll see three little dots. That's actually a speaker grill. That's the speaker that the camera plays sound out of when you're playing back movies. There's also a very small little window here, which is a light sensor that the camera uses for automatically setting the brightness of the LCD screen. And that brings us to our last item here on the back of the camera, the nice big 3-inch LCD screen, which you'll use for setting camera functions and, of course, reviewing your images. Moving on to the left side of the camera, there are two little doors here, a left and a right one, and they're labeled different things. These are ports for attaching different kinds of things to your camera. I have a microphone port, I have an external flash port, I have a remote control port, and behind the other door I've got a headphone jack and controls for connecting a USB cable for attaching the camera to my computer, and a port for attaching an HDMI cable for getting video out to any kind of video device that has an HDMI connector. You can also use this port in addition to attaching to your computer to get video out to an analog video device of one kind or another. Heading around to the front of the camera, a couple of things here. I've got the lens release button. This is what I press to get the lens on and off. And speaking of the lens, I happen to have a lens right here. Your lens may be a little bit different depending on what you have on the camera. This is the Canon 24-105L, which is the standard kit lens for the 5D Mark III. So this is probably what you have unless you bought the body only and attached a different lens. We're not going to go too deep into lenses in this course, but really quickly, the controls on this lens are an auto manual focus switch for changing the lens from autofocus to manual focus, and a stabilizer switch for turning on the lens's built-in image stabilization. This red dot on the lens isn't a button or switch or anything, it's just a guide for how to position the lens when you're putting it on and taking it off. These five little holes are the camera's built-in microphone. It's used when you're recording video. You want to be very careful about not touching it or handling it when you're shooting video if you are relying on the internal microphone. We'll have more to say about audio when we get to shooting video later in this course. Moving on around here, I have the depth of field preview button. This odd little black patch here on the hand grip is a remote control sensor for Canon's wireless remote control. And this thing right here is actually a red light that will flash when you're using the camera's self-timer to give you an indication of when the camera's actually going to take its picture. So again, the rest of this course is going to be devoted to all of these controls that you've seen. We're going to be looking at them in detail, talking about how you use them and why you might use them in particular shooting instances.